God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And by now, you should have already received your ebook. I want you to begin to know that I'll be keeping you up to date. Keep an eye on your email, your inbox, because I'll be letting you know exactly when we're going to be starting a four-week course to keep you up to date concerning that so that we can go deeper into this book. And I know that it is going to bless you and increase you and touch every aspect of your life because you're destined for success. You're destined to be an individual of great power and great authority. Now, from a negative aspect, the enemy will try to attack you in the area where you can become materialistic or intolerant, but also dishonest. You got to watch out for that dishonesty, but also undisciplined. And yet you must guard your ego, but also he will, because you're a very powerful individual, he can cause you to become power hungry, which now you can become a militant and somewhat crude. And so you want to watch out for that area so that you don't become that in all that you do. For the Lord says he loves you with a passion and a love that is beyond any words that you can ever imagine. Now, another area where the enemy could try to attack you in, where you can become selfish and greedy, but also dishonest, and yet you're quite competitive. And yet, you got to watch out also because there could be a desire or an ability to make money, and two, where it becomes too, where you can become too materialistic. And sometimes there could be a fear of taking leadership and responsibility because then you can end up depending upon others. That's the lower nature of who you are and what you are. So you got to watch out for that area. And yet you have great executive abilities and great potential. Now, from an emotional standpoint, the Lord says you got to watch out that you do not dominate relationships because there could be also unpredictable outbursts. And then there can also be stubbornness, which can also bring about errors. And then with that, from a passive standpoint emotionally, worries about possible losses and misfortunes could become so demanding and so much on your mind that you lose faith, that you lose faith. And yet God says that you must begin to grow and move to the next level. Another area that the enemy will want to try to attack you in would be in that you must learn to maintain gratitude in all that you do and always keep your eyes stayed on the Lord and know that God is in control. And yet be careful not to become discouraged easily as well. And yet God says you must learn to move on from things from the past. Move on from things of the past. And don't eat of the things of yesterday. Sometimes they may be harsh, but you must learn to move forward. Another area that the enemy will seek to begin to try to attack you in, also where you got to be careful that you don't become domineering or possessive. That's something that you got to keep your eyes on as well. And lastly, you must learn to have more patience because he can try to attack you in an area where you lack patience with others as well. And learn to work in groups and in partnerships and begin to empower others. Well, listen to the word from the other prophets, and I'm going to be right back.
God bless you, Sister Judith. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be sort of like a reunion of some sort. Because I'm hearing God say that it's going to be a gathering that's going to be favorable, because it's as though it's going to be like a planning committee, like many thoughts are going to be shared, many strategies. And so God says for you to prepare yourself. And out of this, I'm hearing God say that there's going to be some sort of manual or writing or some sort of literature that's going to come forth, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, and I so concur, because I've also heard God say, use your creativity, the gift of creativity that you well possess. God says, bring that to the front, forefront at this time. Your creativity is going to make room for you in many, many places, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Judith. And I so concur. I just hear God saying that he's building you, he's increasing you, he's bringing forth a jewel out of you, Judith. He's bringing forth the greatness that is in you, out of you, and he's going to begin to show you the treasures, the gems, the blessings that are within you that will bless many others and yet even the nations. God says, prepare yourself, prepare your mind and your spirit and your heart and your consciousness, because it's changing, and it's changing for the greater good. for humanity, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Judith. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, write the book. For Father God says you have this story to be told. And I hear Father God saying new leadership skills and new communication skills. For Father God says your voice is going to be heard in this season. Father God says don't second guess yourself and don't look back. Father God says this is your season of reward. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Judith, for your miracle seed. Know that, woman of God, that the Lord says you're going to grow in spiritual matters. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, you will know that I am the Lord that gives thee wisdom. And you'll make wise decisions over the next 2 to 3 months. And, woman of God, the Lord says as you look up, you're going to get up. As you stay in his presence, you're going to rise, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. For I will cover thee and thy household. I will cover thee and thy seeds and their seeds to come. For God said, I'm moving in this family. I'm moving in your lineage. And God says, as you know that I am the Lord thy God that giveth thee strength. I give you wisdom and desire and power to prosper. You will know that you will rise in power and in authority and ambition and in strength. For I am the Lord thy God, the Almighty. For this is a season where I will show thee much. I will show thee much in this season. And I will cause you to come into a season of success. And I will bring prosperity. I will bring financial blessings. I will bring promotions for the next 6 months to 7 months. And you're going to find that a relationship will be formed in this season where you're going to be around the right-minded and like-minded people. For the Lord says, you're going to come into a season where you're going to be able to maintain even financial increase. And I will bring many benefits to you, not only materially, but also spiritually. Not only spiritually and materially, but also emotionally. For this is a season where wisdom shall help you see and know the things that are around you. For the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that this is a season of some wonderful things happening for thee. And you're going to find that even one of your children is going to get ready to come into some real blessings. Individual close to your heart is going to make more money than usual. And it seems like their generosity is going to bless you. For this is a season where the Lord says, I've honored your seed. And they're going to bless you out of gratitude of their attitude. They're going to bless you because you've been good to them and you love them through no matter what. Bless you, Sister Judith.